Abocha, Soyede Etoe, Harry Fletcher.
Good morning, everyone. I'd just like to begin by thanking Rabbi Nachum David for asking me to speak. And he didn't just ask me to speak, he came to my house, he's also a photographer, came around for Yonza to bring a picture to show the Nachas to my parents. I really appreciate it, thank you very much. Also, just what I'm doing, thank you, I base this, what I'm going to say now, is based on a share by Rabbi Glatstein. I've got permission to do it, and I went through it in depth with my Rebbe in Yeshiva Gedola, Rabbi YY, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Krauss. So I really appreciate that, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. So today, I don't know if you know, but today is the Vilna Gaon's Yahrzeit site, your test history. And so, I want to say just a little story for the Vilna Gaon regarding Sukkot. So one day he went over to all his Talmidim and he made an announcement. He said, I want every single Talmud, this was shortly before Sukkot, and he said, I want every single Talmud to learn a Masechta properly. I was saying something like that. You always need to be involved in learning, even when you're on your journey, wherever you are, you always need to be involved in learning. So he said, I want you to all learn a Masechta properly, even by heart, so that in order, you'll never be doing and you'll always be able to think and learn it. So one Talmud, he took this very seriously, and he decided to learn Masechta Sukkah by heart. And he's learning Sukkah, and he learns it, like, he spends all day on it, and he manages to learn it, like, word for word, he knows it by heart. So he got all his family and his friends to test him, like I did for this year, and everyone was really impressed by the amount that he knew that and the depth in which he went in. So when it was Chol HaMoed and everyone and it was Sukkos, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and they all the Talmidim went to the Rebbe to their Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon in his Sukkah, and they went to say good Yom Tov. So when it was this Bocha's turn to say good Yom Tov to the Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, I've learned, like you said, I've learned a Masechta of Gemara by heart. I've learned Masechta Sukkah. So the Vilna Gaon said, really? Can I test you? So he was quite confident because he'd been tested before. So he said, sure. And the Vilna Gaon went straight and he said, can you tell me how many machlokas there are between Rav Meir and Rabbi Huda? Between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon? Between Rabbi and Rava? And between Rabbi Papa and Rabbi Punna Beredi Rishua? And the Bacha had no idea. He knew the Gemara. He knew it by heart. But he couldn't count how many times there was machlokas between each person there. So the one who got out of he stopped asking questions. And he said, I'll answer my own question. And he started going through every single divra, devar locha, every single gadita, and he just said literally the whole Masechta by heart, Masechta Sukkah. And by the time he'd finished, he listed out 85 different times of non-kosher Sukkah, 85 different types of non-kosher Sukkah, which is Gematria Sukkah without the Vav, Chosser. And he'd also listed out 91 different types of Sukkahs which were kosher, which is Sukkah Mole. So that is how you learn a Masechta properly. That is how you become a Masechta. That's a good vote for Kinyan Masechta. that's just in non-Dimmah because it's the only one. But now in non-Dimmah, I want to speak about Chol HaMoed. If you want to look where Hilchos Chol HaMoed is, we find it in Masechta Moed Kosum. Now, Masechta Moed Kosum, I'm going to ask, I saw these three questions, and if you want to know this, if you want to answer these questions, you have to know the Masechta properly, like the only one knew it. So the three questions which I saw were the following. The first one is, why do we call Masechta Moed Kosum Masechta Moed Kosum? It discusses Hilchos Chol HaMoed, right? So therefore, whenever in the Gemara when we talk about Chol HaMoed, we call it Chol HaMoed. So don't call it Masechta Moed Kosum, call it Masechta Chol HaMoed. Where are you getting the name Moed Kosum from? Why did you change the name? That's the first question. The second question that I've got is, why do we get in Masechta Moed Kosum, if you look in it, we said that it discusses Hilchos Chol HaMoed, but it also discusses Hilchos Avilus. So the question is, what's Shaychus? You've got Hilchos Chol HaMoed, which is Simcha, and you've got Hilchos Avilus, which is like mourning. You've got two diametrically opposite inonim. So why do Rabbi Huda and Nasi see fit to put these two together? And finally, the third question is there any significance behind there being only three parakim in Masechta Moed Kosum? Very short, Masechta, is there any significance behind that? So there's a simple answer to the second question which I asked, which was, why is there any shaykhus between Avelus, why did Rabbi Yehuda Nossi put Avelus together with Hilchos Chol HaMoed? And that is that they've both got the common denominator of Dovah and Mutter. When one's an Ovah, when one's an Avelus and Chol HaMoed, we're not allowed to work. But on both of them, then if there's a loss involved, then you're allowed to work. But that's quite a simple answer, and I'm in Yeshiva now, and we want to go much deeper than that. I can't set up that simple answer. So, the Maaseh, I'm going to say an answer from the Maaseh Yekeach. The Maaseh Yekeach I just wanted to just give you a perspective of who the Maaserkerk was. It was written by Rabbi Lezer Kerk, who was actually the Ob based in Amsterdam. And he shouldn't be confused with his great-grandfather, who's Rabbi Lezer Mekamiza, who's known as Dore Kerk. So I'm talking about the Maaserkerk today. And he's actually the father of the Belz dynasty. And actually in his in the new edition of the Maaserkerk al HaTorah, then the Belz Rebbe writes in an Askama to it, and he writes in the Askama that learning a Maaser Kerach is a segula for simcha. So today's Chol HaMoed Sukkos, where we need to be the smach of a chagecha, and we want everyone to leave with a smile on the face. So we're going to say a piece of the Maaser Kerach. So he gives an unbelievable answer. He quotes the Beis Yosef on the Torah in Tzim Lamed Aleph in the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Zoya and Shashim Parak Aleph Pasuk Gimel, in case anyone wants to search it up. And he says like this. He says Yom Tov is analogous to the sun, and Chol HaMoed is analogous to the moon. What does that mean? So he says, just like the sun, the moon doesn't have any of its own light. Where does it get its light from? The sun. So too, Chol HaMoed doesn't have any of its own kedusha. Doesn't have any of its own light. It gets all its light, all its kedusha, from Yom Tov. So what's another idea? What's another example of this concept where something, one thing gets all its kedusha from something else, from a higher source? So the Zohar says that he gives another example. He says Yom Tov is like Tfilin Shorosh, and Chol HaMoed is like Tfilin Shoyad. What's Tfilin Shorosh to Tfilin Shoyad? So we know in Gemara Brachos, that form of Aleph, we know that it says that Hashem only wears Tfilin Shorosh, doesn't wear Tfilin Shoyad. Therefore, all the Kedusha that Tfilin Shoyad has, all of it comes from Tfilin Shorosh. So we know Tfilin Shorosh, and we know the Tfilin Shoyad wouldn't have any Kedusha. So because we see that just like Chol HaMoed gets all its kedusha from Yom Tov, and the moon gets all its light from the sun, so too Tfilin Shoyad only gets its kedusha from Tfilin Shorosh. So that's one more example. Now the pasuk says in, I think it's next week's parashat Bereishis, Perek Aleph Pasuk Tesdaim. It said, I don't think I'm allowed to say a pasuk by heart. So I say, Vayase Likim Eshneim Oris Hagadolim, Es Hamoor Hagadol Lemeshes Hayoyim, Es Hamoor Hakotan Lemeshes Halayla. Hashem made two great lights. One light to dominate the day, and one to dominate the night. So Rashi comments, this famous Rashi, says that what happened, first both the sun and the moon were equal size, and then what happened, the moon complained, it says we can't have two kings with one crown, and because the moon complained, it was made into a Mo'or HaKotan, turned into a smaller moon, a smaller light. So now the master cake is something earth-shattering. I tell you, you're not going to believe what he says. He said, I'm going to quote him because I'm not worthy to say this for myself. He says, Loi hoyishum tzav avelis bo'olam. There is no pain and mourning in the world. Shal kol ba mitzad mi'at hayareach. Any pain or avelis which comes into the world, all comes from the mi'at hayareach, the diminution of the moon. Then he carries on and says, Mikatzeh, because of the diminution of the moon, bachke odom arishon. This is why odom arishon sinned. This is why he ate from the ace of das. Aba mitzad avelis bo'olam. Aba gam chorban bosei mikdashos. And this is also the reason why both bosei mikdashos were destroyed, because of the diminution of the moon. And then he also I call me up on Mitzami Ariach. And then he says, and lost as lost Loboy, Shiyuksa Kulakamasa, everything's gonna return back to its original state. So the sun, so what's gonna happen? This is what he actually says this in Yeshaya Nobi says this. He says, Bahoy Ori Halabono Korachama, the moon is gonna be as bright as the sun again. They're both gonna be the same size, so they're both gonna have the same light. And what's going to happen? But Oziya Bilam of Israel Netzach. And then all death will be swallowed up. There's not going to be any more death, no more Avelos, no more death, no more Misa in the world anymore. So now we see what the tremendous Kiddush that Rabbi Huda Nossi is teaching us. Why? Because he says, just like we've got Ma'or HaKotan, which is a smaller moon, but last of Lavoy it's going to be a Ma'or HaGadol, it's going to be a bigger moon, and we're going to have the same night. So too, Chol HaMoed, which is now a Moed Katan, it's a smaller Moed. However, last of Lavoy it's going to be a Moed Gadol. It's going to be a one long Yom Tov, and there's not going to be Chol HaMoed anymore. So there's not going to be any more Avelis anymore. There's not going to be any more Chol HaMoed anymore. So this is why Rabbi Huda Nossi groups together. He groups together Dine Avelis, which comes from the word Oval, which is a mourner, which is three letters, which is why there's three parakim in Masechta Mishkaton, and he puts them together with Dine Chol HaMoed and Chol HaMoed, which is compared to the Yorech, which is also three letters. That's why there's three parakim in Chol HaMoed in Masechta Mishkaton. So, since Osu Lavoy, there'll be no Avelis as the moon will become big again, then there's also, then, and there'll be no Chol HaMoed, there's been one long Moed Gadol, we won't need to learn Masechta Moed Katan anymore, because we're not going to need to know about Chol HaMoed, because there will be no Chol HaMoed, and we won't need to learn about Avelis, because there will be no Avelis. Right? So therefore, we'll be able to have the Sima Shas earlier, because we won't have Masechta to learn, And also, I don't know if Brockham would have the same opportunities as I did to speak in Torah in Cholamoid, because there will be no Cholamoid. But the Master Kerk goes even further. He says, how do we even know that Cholamoid is compared to the moon? So he says that Moed Kotzen, he says, what's a moon in Aramaic? A moon in Aramaic is a siara, right? So he says that actually the Moed Kotzen with the base kolim, with the kolim for each word, is actually gematria siara together with the five oasis of siara. So that's just something amazing that the Master Kerk says. So now, moving on, I just want to say something from the Smich Zalchamim, which is very relevant to what I'm just saying now. The Smich Zalchamim was Sefer Smich Zalchamim. It discusses the shaykhus between each mesechta. And it was written by Rav Naftali HaKohen Katz, who was actually the great-great-great-grandson of the Maharal of Prague. And he was based in Ukraine, in Poland, in Germany, and he was a big mekubal. And he says something phenomenal. He says like this. He says, in Moed Kotzen, he says, as a sign of Avelus, the women used to clap their hands, kaf al kaf, like that, kaf al kaf. Reminds me a bit of what we do for the NHS. Also, the Posit says, Lassi Lavoy in Cheskel, it says that Hashem is also going to hit kaf al kaf. So the question is, what's this Indian of kaf al kaf, hitting your hands together? What is this Indian? What's the deeper meaning behind it? So it says the Smith Lascom, the Torah says in Parashas B'Shalach, we say that the Yidden couldn't find any sweet water to drink. So Hashem showed them, Ayur Hashem ate. Hashem showed them a tree. Now, what's the gematria of eight? Anyone got that gematria to say? Anyone?
160.
Very good, 160. Yeah, gematria of eight is 160. So, sorry? No, gematria of eight is 160, yeah, very good. We're going to go a bit into gematrias now. So there's actually, the Smith of the Common brings down a way of gematria called Soit HaKar, which I've never heard of it before I came across this. And he said, basically, the Soit HaKar is basically when you take a word, and you've got the letters in the word, and you hit the letters against each other. HaKar means to hit. So you times letters against each other. So if you've got, let's say, Hashem's name today is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So if you do Yud times a Hey, then a Hey times a Yud, then a Vav times a Hey, and a Hey times a Vav. So you've got Yud times a Hey, which is 10 times 5, which is 50. Then you've got Hey times a Yud, which is 5 times 10, which is also 50. And then you've got Vav times Hey, which is 5, which is 6 times 5, which is 30. And then you've got Hey times Vav, which is also 30. So you've got 50, 50, 30, 30, which is 160. Gematria 8. Very good. So we see that 8's tree is the name of Hashem. It's Gematria of Hashem using this process of Soit HaKar. So this is why the Torah is called Eitz Chaim Hilim Achzikim Bo. The Torah is called a tree of life, right? And actually in the Ramban, my father found this to me, that the Ramban, it says in the Agdama to Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis, it says that Torah is the name of Hashem. So therefore we see that Torah, which is a tree of life, is actually the name of Hashem. And so Hashem's name is Eitz. For now, okay. So now, however, the Smith of Solomon goes further. He says, just like the moon is going to become bigger in the future, lost love. Just like Chol HaMoed, there's not going to be a Moed Kotzen, there's going to be a Moed Gadol. Hashem's name is also going to become bigger. It's going to go from a smaller name of Yud Kei Vav Kei to a bigger name of Yud Kei Yud Kei. How do we know that? Because Arizal says, "Vayoy Mahu Yiyeh Hashem Echad Shema Echad." So Hashem's name is going to be Yud Kei Yud Kei. So now let's try this process of Hakar, say that Hakar with the name Yiyeh. So you've got Yud Hei Yud Hei. So you've got Yud times Hei, which is 10 times 5, which is 50. Then 5 times 10, Hey times Yod, which is also 50. Then you've got it again, Yod times Hey and Hey times Yod, which is 50, 50, 50, 50. Gematria 200. So what's the significance of that? So we're asking, what's the deeper meaning behind the kaf al kaf? When the women were hitting our velas, kaf al kaf, hitting the hands together. What's the deeper meaning behind that? So now it comes out beautiful. If you've got kaf al kaf, what's the gematria of kaf, kaf and pay? 100. And another kaf. It's 200. So what were the women doing when they were hitting kaf al kaf? What were they doing? They were hitting kaf al kaf with gematria 200, saying, Hashem, we want your name to be going from a smaller name of Yud Kei Vav Kei to a bigger name of Yud Kei Yud Kei, gematria 200. That's why they were doing kaf al kaf. We want there to be no more death in the world. We want Bilam Avos Netzach. And when will there be Bilam Avos Netzach? When will there be no more Bilis in the world? When the moon will go from Oy HaKotan to Mara Gadol? When they'll go from a Moyed Kotan to a Moyed Gadol? And it'll be the day when the Sechus Moed Kotzen becomes obsolete, when we won't need to learn it anymore. So we need to realize that even though nowadays Chol HaMoed has a bit of chod today, like I'm wearing my weekly shoes today, but even though it's got a bit of chod today, it's got the potential to be a Yom Tov. Yeah? And it's got a potential to be a Yom Tov Gomer. It's a day for the Milu Halavona. And finally, and so we should be Zoichos, so that we should witness this happening. Amen. Go ahead.
Beautiful. Very good.
Amen.
Amen.